FM, DAB, and RadioReverb.com. This is What's That Crack with Anthony Martin on Radio Reverb. 97.2 FM.
This Friday night sees Ireland's most anticipated annual TV show return to our screens. It's been the most watched TV show almost every year without fail for the past 40 years. And now it's not only just massive in Ireland, but for the past 2 years, it's been the most talked about thing on Twitter worldwide during the live show itself. It's absolute Irish institution. I'm talking, of course, about the Late Late Toy Show. And on the phone with me now, straight from Toy Show HQ in Dublin, I've got the master of toys for the show itself. It's Kate Olin. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, great. It's very busy here in Dublin. You can probably hear, I'm in a very busy office. You can probably hear some of them talking behind me. But yeah, we're very busy, but it's really good. It's really good fun.
That's the elves behind you, is it, in the office?
Yeah.
Very good. So how's planning been going then? When did you start planning this year's toy show?
Well, I suppose like you could almost say that planning starts the night of last year's toy show, almost. You know, a few of us work on the show every year together, and you know, we kind of start throwing a few ideas around from as early as the end of the previous year's show. Really in January, you know, one of the team will go to the toy fair in London, and that's kind of where we start looking at the top toy trends for the year. And then nothing really then happens then for a good few months, and then when September comes along, then we'll start kind of trying to find the right kids, we'll start looking at the toys again, and then everything kind of kicks off really. So you could say that it really starts in January, and then we always keep an eye out for the best toys, and then in September things go into fifth gear.
Yeah, so did you pick the toys kind of in September this year then, or was it all kind of done before that?
Yeah, like I mean, you kind of know in like early in the year what the top toys for the next Christmas are going to be, and then over the few months then, you know, you kind of keep an eye out for new trends or like new movies. Like Star Wars this year is obviously huge. And on the back of the new movie then, you know, there's loads of new toys out. So that always gets reflected in the toy show. So we have to be quite mindful of that when we're looking for toys. And then in September, we release the call out for children on the... Usually it's the first show back in September for the Late Late. Ryan will announce that we're looking for children for the toy show, and then the tapes start coming in, and then we watch them. We watch them all.
That must be hilarious, I'd say, is it?
Do you know what it is? And, you know, over the years, we've had some really, really funny auditions, and, you know, even when they come in, and you'd be surprised how many people still have VHS, you know, that they still send in their auditions.
Really?
On VHS, yeah. But we still watch them. We'll always find a way. We'll go up to our media management team here, and we'll ask them to do something so we can watch it.
Just go to the archive room in RTE and just
wheel out
a VHS machine. That's brilliant. How are they actually recording that? That's amazing. That's really good.
I know. I have no idea.
So, and then do you audition the kids then kind of in studio, or do you just kind of have a chat with them on the phone, or how do you pick the kids then?
So it kind of changed up a little bit this year. So this year we had a regional audition tour. So over the past couple of years, what we've done is we've watched all the tapes and then shortlisted a certain amount of children for audition, and then we'll see them up in Dublin. But this year, what we've done is we've gone around the country. So we went to Sligo, Athlone and Cork and Dublin for auditions this year. So we got to see loads more children, which was great. It was just meant that we were able to see more children. So our shortlist was able to be a little bit longer, which was brilliant, because there's always so many children that you really want to see.
Yeah.
And there's so much potential. And like, I mean, there's thousands of tapes that come in this year, probably more than any other year. There were just so, so many. I think the postal strike actually prompted to get more tapes in this year. There was a postal strike in Ireland for a couple of days around the time of the closing date, and it actually made the 6-1 news over here. The 6-1 news, they said, don't worry, your toy show tapes won't be affected. So I actually think that might have even prompted more tapes to be sent in. But yeah, so what we do is the team watch them, we divide them all out, and then we usually maybe hand each other a few tapes that we've seen and kind of said, what do you think of this person? And so it's a real team effort, and then we see them in the auditions then, and then that's kind of the next stage.
Okay, so you've got your kids now for next week's show, or for this week's show, sorry.
Yeah, definitely, and we have them a good few weeks at this stage. So our performances, we've kind of had those decided on over the past fortnight, and the toy tester children, we kind of were able to let them know last week. Mm. So most of them should have received their toys by now. We've sent them out so that they can start playing with them and making a few notes, so that on the night then they'll be able to give their good points and bad points on the toys and let the audience know what they think.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So how many of you are actually working on the toy show then?
On the actual toy show, for kind of the whole lead up from around September time, there's about six of us.
Yeah.
And two of those people, we call them our toy assemblers. So they're dedicated to just looking after the toys. It's a dream job. So if you can imagine Tom Hanks in Big, that is their job. It's brilliant. So it's great. They're in the toy cabin as we speak, still kind of testing the toys, and we're still picking out the best ones. So we have our two toy assemblers, and then there's myself and Lainey, we're the researchers, and then we have Catherine, who's the producer of the programme as well, and Gordon is also here with us as well. But apart from that, then on show week, all the different departments in RTE then come on board, you know, for makeup and wardrobe and lighting and set design and everything. So everyone, I suppose, in the whole company at some point gets involved in the toy show. It really brings everyone together.
Yeah, I suppose one of the things that's brilliant about the toy show is the actual set. It usually follows a theme. What's this year's theme, or can you tell me?
Do you know what? I can't tell you.
Oh,
I've been sworn to secrecy. Now, what I can say, I can give you a bit of a clue.
Okay.
So it is based on a well-known book and a well-known movie.
Hmm.
So I suppose that's still extremely vague.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm sure that if yourself and your listeners had a few guesses, I'm sure that you'd guess it eventually. But I can't. I'd be booted out if I let go of the team.
That's okay. Listen, it sounds like the best job on Irish TV what you're doing at the moment, so I don't want to
make
you lose that.
yeah, exactly.
Now, has Ryan chosen his Christmas jumper? That's another kind of famous tradition for the toy show. Has that been chosen? Has the wardrobe department kind of signed off on that?
Yeah, it has. It has. Now, the thing about Ryan is that it might not be the same jumper for the whole show. So I know that there is a jumper that has been chosen, but knowing Ryan and knowing the gang and wardrobe, I'm sure that they have a few surprises up their sleeves. So there's probably going to be more than one jumper on the cards, although I have seen one and it will not disappoint.
Right, good. So this year, like, the show is going to be available worldwide on the RTE player, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it is. It is, which is great. Yeah, the international player, so people will be able to see it across the world, and you know, we have our social media presence as well, so on Facebook and on Twitter and on Snapchat, people can kind of follow live updates from the show as well, so we'll be kind of live blogging almost everything that goes on as the show goes out, so there'll be, wherever you are in the world, if you have access to some sort of screen, I'm sure that you'll be able to be kept up to date on what's going on in the toy show world.
Yeah, and do you have any favourite toys from this year so far?
I know, I actually have a few. God, what is my favourite? There's loads of really, really good ones, and I'm trying not to give too much away as well.
You can stay vague, I guess, like a doll or...
Yeah, okay. Well, there's definitely, as I kind of hinted at earlier, there's some really, really fab Star Wars toys. There's some really, really good ones, and there's actually a few new bits and pieces from Barbie this year, so that's definitely one to watch. So Barbie and her friends, it's definitely, there's a few different things there. Barbie has evolved. She has ditched her high heels, and there's a few other dolls as well that's in the mix. You know, so there's a lot to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, and I bet
I'm being really vague still.
That's okay, you're trying.
I'm getting eyeballed here in the office to say, don't you mention anything.
This is the thing. I don't want you to lose your job. I don't want this. This would be a terrible way for you to go, wouldn't it? a radio interview in the UK. It's no, we won't die.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was going to say, finally, then, any strange ones this year? Any strange toys? Because usually there's a few kind of very, very odd ones.
Toys. God, I don't know. Well, I can't really tell you, but there is definitely a few fun ones that we have saved for Ryan to show people. And, you know, it's always really good fun when Ryan comes into the toy cabin, and when he finds something that he particularly likes, it's always great crack. And then every time he comes into the toy cabin then since, he'll always just go straight to that toy then. So definitely keep an eye out for the first toy that Ryan shows the audience. It's very funny.
Okay, great. I'm actually really excited for it now. Just even you talking to you right now, I can't wait.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. It's great. It's really, really great fun. And it's, you know, I've done the toy show now for 7 years, and it's the best place to be is on the side of the stage when the toy show's about to start. It's just the best place to be in the world.
And what time is it there? What time is the kickoff?
So 9:35 on RT1.
Okay.
And it'll be on the player. Yeah, it'll be on the RT player live, so people can tune in there as well.
Perfect. Kate, thanks very much for talking to us. Thank you. And best of luck as
well. No problem. Thanks very much. Thanks.